Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation. Work of those who fall away.
My mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your
hand. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered.
I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants. I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants.
And good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRS TV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Tim Brown. Coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about to hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. Bradley's not able to be here, so he asked me to fill in. They are on the road doing some events, speaking at some events and things, and so he asked me to fill in today, so you got the Face That's Made for Radio right here, right? And if you want to watch the Face That's Made for Radio, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll see two videos up on the top of the page. The one on the right side is this morning's show. Just click on play that. That'll be up there until 6 a.m. in the morning. And then the one on the left is where we're streaming live right now. Just click on the play button, blow it up on whatever device you've got, and then click on the Rumble icon in the bottom right-hand corner and join us in the chat on Rumble. We are streaming on Rumble at Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're also streaming on beforeitsnews.com at the top of the page there. And we're also streaming on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. So any of those outlets are available, but you can always go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top of the page right there, morning show on the right side, afternoon show on the left side, and we appreciate all of your support for you guys who are listening by radio and also on the video platforms. Right up under the morning show is where you can sign up for our email newsletter. Help us out in that. You get one email from us a day. If you want to follow the ministry, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com page. You can sign up for the email right there. You get one of those once a week. We try to get it out on Saturday. You'll find out what's going on in the ministry. You'll get some exclusive stuff that you don't get on the media site. You'll get Bradley's article for the week, and you'll also know whatever we're highlighting for the week. And this week in our store, we're highlighting the What is the Price t-shirts. Those are normally $20 donation. This week only through Saturday at midnight, when you use the promo code PRICE, you can get 1, 10, 100, however many you want, you'll get 20% off when you use the promo code PRICE. So, but that's only through Saturday night at midnight, so be sure to take advantage of that if you like it. It's one of the most popular shirts that we have. Also, if you would like to support the Ministry of the Sons of Liberty, there's a donate button at the top of the page. Just click on that and make a one-time donation, or you can partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of Liberty. And again, we can't do what we do without you guys' support, and we really do appreciate you guys very, very much in keeping us out there on the internet, on the radio, and even what Bradley and his family are doing now and speaking out with our Christian and constitutional heritage. Now, we got a good show coming. I've asked my friend David Zuniga to join us from tacticalcivics.com because I'm convinced that many people think that doing something is just going out and, you know, having a protest in D.C. or getting mad at the keyboard and sharing a bunch of stuff on social media. And sure, all of those things may have their place, but they don't enforce the law against those who are committing crimes against us. Our employees stealing from us, our employees taking time off whenever they want, deciding when they want to get a raise, spending our money like a bunch of drunken sailors. No offense to drunken sailors, but they do that, and we go, we need justice. We need justice. And the mindset of the American people for 170 years has been, well, we just need to, we got to wait till the voting booth. And we see that that's not doing anything, is it? So we're going to be talking about that beginning right after the break into the second segment. Have you guys heard of this guy? I mean, this is there's no way that this is just happening. That how many of you guys have heard of this guy? Michael Stanger, Senate Sergeant at Arms, on January 6th. My understanding is he was supposed to be testifying. He was found dead. Yep. Here's the report.
There's an opportunity to learn lessons from the events of January 6th. Investigations should be considered as to the funding and traveling what appears to be professional agitators. First Amendment rights should always be considered in conjunction with these investigations. Law enforcement coordination in the National Capital Region should be reviewed to determine what can be done in a more efficient and productive manner. Intelligence collection and dissemination, training and concepts on the use of force must be consistent. This integration should be accomplished without regard to self-interest and cause. In conclusion, whenever you prepare for a major event, just always consider the possibility of some level of civil disobedience at these demonstrations and plan accordingly. Events of January 6th went beyond disobedience. This was a violent, coordinated attack. The loss of life could have been much worse. This concludes my prepared remarks.
Okay. All right. So he's the sergeant at arms for the Senate on January 6th. And he's got testimony coming. And lo and behold, he's dead. I don't think it's a coincidence. Guys, hang on. Right after the break, we're going to bring on David Zuniga, and we're going to tell you how you can be the solution. And it isn't by going to the voting booth. It's by going to the education booth and educating ourselves on our civic duties. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is where we're going to start off, tacticalcivics.com. If you haven't heard of it, please check it out. Take a look at the... They actually have a plan. Unlike Q, that doesn't tell you what the plan is, Tactical Civics actually has a plan. And they start off by educating the public to understand what their civic duties are in enforcing the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't enforce itself, does it, people? We're seeing that. Corrupt politicians don't enforce the Constitution against themselves either, do they? So it's up to you and I to enforce the Constitution. Sadly, we have not been taught. Our parents weren't taught. Some of our grandparents weren't taught how to enforce the Constitution. And that leads to our frustration of how do we bring justice in a time of lawlessness? And so here to help me do that is Tactical Civics founder David Zuniga. I'm sorry. I have to correct myself all the time, David. I apologize for that. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man.
Thank you, Tim. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. And listen, I called you. It's rather short notice, but David said as long as it's 15 minutes is short notice, you gave me a couple hours. That's good. Let's just cut to the meat and potatoes of things. I want to take, we got three segments. Let's do in the first one, let's give an overview of what Tactical Civics is. And then let's just go in the next two segments that follow. Let's talk about the two main things that we're looking for people to implement in their county that they're a part of bringing the solution, which is the grant, common law grand jury and the militia. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Give us an overview of what Tactical Civics is.
Okay. Well, it is a full spectrum mission where you break it down by county and the people themselves, all of us, start enforcing, for the first time in history, start enforcing the Constitution. Now, how do you enforce the Constitution? We'll talk about that in a minute. The two institutions that we have that we got from ancient England are the grand jury and the militia. Now, when we say common law grand jury, we're actually being redundant, by the way. We have a common law, not a civil law system. A lot of most European countries have a civil law system, which means everything is down in laws. They can make as many laws as they want. They can tell you what to do and what not to do. And that is a civil law system. We have a common law system, which is based on past cases and tradition. So when we say grand jury, we've said it all. We don't have to say common law grand jury. So the grand jury at the county level is the most powerful tool right now in the United States. And most people don't even know it exists. And if they do, they have no interest in it. So what I like to tell people, before I get into the meat of what tactical civics is, I want to tell you, listener, what you probably are. And I'm going to be offensive here for a minute, okay? Christian patriots who don't do anything but virtue signaling, you can call yourself a patriot. What Tim just said before the break, you know, you can go to get on your motorcycle or in your RV or whatever, fly to D.C. and do marches, and you can do all these things. What are you doing? What do you think that's nothing but virtue signaling? That's just like if you spend all day, let's say you're retired, and you spend 5 hours a day on social media, what do you think you're doing? What possible difference is that going to make in the future, for the future of this republic? Right now, we have an incredible opportunity. I don't know why, but maybe because of 70,000 hours of due diligence and R&D that 45 volunteers on our team over the past 14 years have spent. Maybe that's part of it. But other than that, I don't know why God picked us, but he picked us, and we have the only full spectrum answer, a real solution, a detailed solution. When you come to tacticalcivics.com, you come into a training center and we walk you through. And I mean one-on-one. Our COO actually takes you and gets you started with orientation. Everybody's there to help you and support you. We show you how to start a chapter. You get to read the books together with lots of other people. We have almost daily study classes going on all of our books. So this is really full spectrum. It's lawful. It's long-term. It's peaceful. Okay. So you can stop virtue signaling. When people say, oh, well, you know, those social justice warriors. Hey, dude, if you've never actually done anything to change this government, you're virtue signaling too. Okay.
That's right.
Virtue signaling just means you're spending time in social media or in any group setting. You're making people think you're working to improve the world. But you go to bed at night. What did you do that day to improve the world? Really? To improve America, to change this ridiculous situation. We're hijacked. Okay. What are you doing? You're yammering and you're posting stuff, right? Or you're going to events, but you're not changing a single thing. And until you repent, you won't change a single thing. So our tactical civics is all about Jesus Christ first. If you look at the Lord, at the King of this place, of this whole, and when I say place, I mean the universe. When you look at the King first, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, okay?
That's right.
Amen. We start with him. When you start with him, you start saying, damn, you know, I have been wasting a lot of time. I go and I follow all these news things and all that. Look. If you come on here with Tim on a daily basis, you're going to learn a lot of stuff. But now you have to actually do something about it. So it's not that hard. Believe it or not, it's not that hard. But it does take time, and you have to commit. You have to say, okay, I'm going to live a different way of life. So we have a book called The Great We Set. Not Reset, We Set. In our book, The Great We Set, it's the best book we have. It's a It's an abbreviated version of a high school book that we have for homeschooling. By the way, if you're a homeschooler, have we got the book for you? This is a course you will find nothing like it. Not collegiate, not graduate school. It's called Tactical Civics for High School, and it's a 31-unit tutorial for Christian homeschoolers. And it is really good, I promise you. It's the coolest book we have. So we took that book, and by the way, that at the end of each one of those 31 units in our high school book, we have questions for the parents to answer. Not for the student, for the parents to answer. And what the student does is the student has to deliver a short essay, has to write an essay and then deliver the essay. So they learn public poise, and they learn how to deliver. And they may even just be giving it to a couple of people in their church, or maybe grandparents or something. You start there. The child starts there. And we're talking about kids, say a really precocious 14 or 15-year-old, or if you've got 16, 17, 18-year-old kids who are maybe starting college next year, get them this book. It's only $15. It's Tactical Civics for High School.
So, David,
Christian homeschoolers.
Yeah, let me interject there a second. What you're doing there is the exact same thing that we talk about both in the morning and the afternoon show, which is putting the responsibility on parents, Deuteronomy 6, of the commands God gave to us, right? I mean, that's what you're doing. You're putting on them to teach
Amen.
Their children.
Amen. That's the only – if you still send your children off walking or on a bus to the government conditioning center every day, do not complain about America's condition. Do not complain. You're doing it. So ever since Lincoln and the folks who ran Lincoln, like all the presidents are run by someone else, that federal master that he created hijacked our silver and gold U.S. money, hijacked our self-defense force, which are the constitutional militias, hijacked the sovereignty of each state in this republic that we guarantee to one another. Remember Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We guarantee to one another every state, we guarantee a Republican form of government. Do we have that? No. Okay, so what we do is we break everything down and we teach you civics, not a lot of hoo-ha, the stuff you need to know, the basic stuff you need to know. And what we call in our mission, we define patriotism as, and you've heard this before if you've heard me on Tim's show, but patriotism, real patriotism, is we the people making our servant government obey the U.S. Constitution. That's patriotism. Anything else you're doing, playing out there in the street, traveling around, doing stuff, you know, playing with flags, that's not patriotism. Saint, that is not patriotism. You're not getting it done. You won't change anything.
Yeah. David,
hang on. TacticalCivics.com.
Okay. Yes. David, hang on. We're gonna come right back. We're going to take a quick break here. Guys, I know my mic is a little bit low. That's just something that happens with here. I've done everything I can. But just hang in there with me because David's going to do most of the talking. We'll be right back after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang in there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10,000 civilian casualties are being reported as Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine goes on. The United Nations warning that number is most likely considerably higher. It went on to say it has documented violations of international human rights and humanitarian law, including war crimes. A Democratic-led House committee is taking a look at the volatile housing market and the impacts on home prices. North Carolina Republican Senator Patrick McHenry blaming Democratic spending policies for skyrocketing inflation.
It's this kind of unchecked spending that is pushing the housing market from boom to bust for the average American family.
McHenry accusing Democrats of lighting an economic dumpster fire that's clobbering home buyers. You're listening to USA Radio News. On the sidelines of the G7 summit, French President Emmanuel Macron told President Biden that Saudi Arabia and the UAE can't do much to raise oil output. On Fox and Friends Wednesday, Congressman Steve Scalise is now more critical of President Biden's energy policies.
5,700 miles to go beg a foreign country to do something they're not going to be able to do, they don't have the capacity to do, when we've got the energy here, but it's shut down because of Joe Biden's policies.
In July, the president is set to meet with the Saudi crown prince in an attempt to increase oil production and ease gas prices. AAA says more people will be on the road this 4th of July weekend despite the rising gas prices. 48 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car. The average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.86 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let me bring in something here because Dave is just kind of teeing up what the organization done. They've spent a lot of time putting this thing together so that the people can be educated about things that, for a lack of a better term, we just haven't been educated on. We just haven't been done. In fact, the show, we base it on the Bible and the Constitution. Many people don't even know what the Constitution says. They haven't read the Declaration of Independence. Many of them haven't read their Bibles. And so we're having to start, you know, all over, so to speak, with many things. And in doing that, when we're doing that, we're going to have to go back to the foundations and put those foundations back in. One of the things I'm thinking of before I bring David back in comes out of a passage that's often quoted, and it is Hosea 4:6. And you guys know the passage. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings." Now, David, I could read that and I could say, well, that's Old Testament Israel. But boy, we're looking across our land right now. This is exactly what's going on. Yeah, we're living it. And so that you hit on the point there earlier and you said we have to repent. And when you look that word up, it means a change of mind, and that change of mind results in a change of actions that we do. So let's give a couple of examples of things we're wanting to see where the people are actually, they're not throwing their hands up going, what do I do? What can I do? These are some simple tasks that we as people can bring to bear in our counties, and we can see justice fulfilled, which is, we quote that quite often, justice guards our liberty. That's what we want to see. We want to honor God in bringing justice and punishing seeing that the evildoer is punished as a mercy to those who are obeying the law. So let's talk about this first thing, this grand jury. What is it, and how can the people institute that in their county?
Okay. The grand jury is just the people. The grand jury is a 1,025-year-old institution. It's old. Been around a long time. But when the grand jury began, it was the people taking on the king. Okay? So if they were willing and able to take on kings at law, we are too. We just reprinted, Tactical Civics just reprinted an out-of-print book, the only book of its kind. It's called The People's Panel, and if you go to Amazon now, you can find it again because we reprinted it. It's a Tactical Civics reprint. It's called The People's Panel, and it gives you a history from about 1650, something like that, to 1940-something. All kinds of cases showing where the people in a county, in their grand jury, stopped criminals of all kinds. Public officials and actual big time, you know, mafiosi type people. He just goes over and over and over again all of these cases. Now, what we can do today, for instance, the election steal. The election was clearly stolen. Anyone who says otherwise is part of the deep axis that is trying to gaslight you and has been gaslighting all of us, or trying to gaslight us. So they're lying. On top of their other sins, they're lying. You can get around that. In your county, you can seat a grand jury. You have to have the judge call for it, and we show you how to do that. We also print a little green book. It's called Grand Jury Awake. It's one of our tactical civics. It's a handbook. It's small. It's about 120 pages. It goes into every state. You can find your state in there and find out what your rules are and how many people you need to have a grand jury. But it shows you what to do and what not to do, who to listen to and who not to worry about, like the judge. Like, once you're seated, once you're impaneled as a grand jury, you are now the highest judicial officers or power in your county. Did you know that? I bet you didn't. So when you get the little book, Grand Jury Awake, you can get it at Amazon for $4, or you can get it for free. If you come on our website, you can get the PDFs of all of our books for free. We give away everything we publish, we give away, as long as you're willing to have it in PDF form. So when
David,
you read that little book,
David,
you say, wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let me ask you a question about that, because a lot of people I'm sure want to look at the book. But can you give a couple examples? I mean, that's pretty powerful that if they set a grand jury, they want to bring justice in their county, and
right.
they set
okay,
a grand
so
jury, they all of a sudden see the force of the power there.
That's right. Okay. Your school district. You know something is wrong. Everybody knows something is wrong. Nobody knows how to go after it, and nobody will go after it because people are in bed with other people. All right? Grand juries are perfect for that. What Antonin Scalia, the now dead, the murdered Justice Antonin Scalia said was that the purpose of the grand jury is to discover whether crimes are being committed or even to assure that they are not. In other words, once you're seated on a grand jury, the whole county is your playground to say, all right, now we're going to find out who's doing what in this county. It can be in the school district, the city, or the county. All right? Now, or it can be private business. It can be, drug lords, whatever. Now, the militia has to be together with that, because if the militia is not, if you don't have a militia yet, this is why we give you two county ordinances that your tactical civics chapter has to pass. One is the county ordinance reestablishing making it simple for the grand jury to be seated again. And we show you how, we give you that ordinance. We teach your county panel, your county dads, whatever they call it in your state. Here they call them commissioners. Some places they call them whatever, supervisor, county supervisor. But your county board needs to know which end is up. So you, in the tactical civics chapter, you teach them civics. You bring it to them. You make a presentation before them. You say, here's how the cow ate the cabbage. We need to get grand jury going again. And we need a website. Here on the county's website, we need to add a page just for grand jury, like 27 California counties already have and have had for decades.
We're going to
What they do with that, for instance, once they have the website, anybody can report a potential crime on that website, number one. Number two, you can go in there and you can volunteer to serve on the next panel. When the next time the judge impanels the grand jury, you can volunteer to serve on that grand jury. You may not get picked, but at least you can volunteer. In other words, when people want to serve on a grand jury, want to go after bad guys, right now they can't. You have to be picked, and in California you can volunteer. Like I say, California is the only state that already does this, believe it or not. So we have that one. That's one ordinance. That's to get all of that going. We show you how. We show the board how it's done. We show the county attorney how it's done. We do all that with you and for you. But your tactical civics chapter is kind of the teacher and the go-to and the group in your county that becomes the really cool place where you learn a lot of stuff. So the second objective we have, the second ordinance that we pass is the county militia ordinance, not state militia, now county militia. Why? Because every state legislature is right now walking all over the U.S. Constitution and giving it absolutely no place. Giving the militia, they already, what Congress did back in 1903 with the Dick Act, is they created this strange monster called unorganized militia, which is a contradiction in terms. There's no such thing as unorganized militia. Read the Second Amendment. As a well-regulated militia is what we're aimed for. So that's the next thing. We show you, now, the militia, we are not militia, okay? That is not our purpose in tactical civics. But we help you if, let's say, one guy in your group says, hey, man, I've got the training, I've got friends, I want to start the militia group. We say, great. Do it. And here's the ordinance. So the militia ordinance is even a more powerful ordinance. And what they do is now the militia says, all right, when you need something done, for instance, if you're in one of the dirty 2020 election counties that you know what went down, you've got video showing how much cheating was done. You want to go get those videos. You want to go get those people. You want to go get all of the evidence that can be collected. And you can. See, once you're on a grand jury, you don't want to leave that grand jury room. You don't want anybody to know who you are, and you can't. You need to remain anonymous unless you want to get killed. But you call in, that's when you call in the militia, and you say, we're not going to the sheriff with this. We're not going to the cops with this. We know how bent they are in many cases, not in all. And so the militia and the grand jury together, the militia will execute all of the documents, whether it's a subpoena, whether it's a search warrant, whether it's an arrest warrant, that the grand jury issues. Okay, this is how the American people come back, and we give you the book showing you how many times this has been happening over the centuries. Americans have done this before, and we can do it again without changing a thing. It's already our law. The militia and the grand jury have to work together. So we're starting from young boys age 13, 14, 15 in pre-militia. We're going to try to start training it. There's a lot of stuff coming up.
Okay. All right, David, hang on. We got a break coming up and the final segment coming up after that. And I got a question about that, because what if you got a corrupt judge? What are you going to do about that if you got a grand jury and you got a corrupt judge? I want you to think about that and give that an answer when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on, final segment coming right up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Modern War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, the other night I was invited to come on a Zoom conference with a lot of people who have joined Tactical Civics. They're there to discuss the things they've read, to talk about how they're going to implement certain things, how many people are joining, and they're working there. And one of the things I said, David, was for me, I see it as an opportunity for Christians to lead the way in doing what we're commanded to do in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, and that is to teach all that Christ commanded. And one of the things that he said was that we should, that people will know you're my disciples by your love for one another. And I believe our civic duty demonstrates our love for one another, certainly demonstrates our love for God because we want to uphold his law. And I see this as a tremendous opportunity for people to disciple those around them very practically, coming in and teaching those kinds of things. Now, before the break, we had a question that says, well, what happens if you've got a judge and you're going to get this grand jury set up? What if the judge is corrupt? Is there any repercussions for that? How would that work out when you're trying to establish a grand jury in a county?
Read the book.
Can you give us a little flavor of what it is?
Yeah. It's called a mandamus. You seek a mandamus from a higher court. A mandamus just means I command in Latin. You seek a mandamus when a judge won't do something that the people demand. You go to a higher judge. So you have to start working your way up the food chain if you get that. But what we say is that from a practical standpoint, that's probably not going to happen if you first put everything out in the newspaper and in online and you say, here's what the judge is refusing to do. If you just use the PR and you use the, you know, you smear that judge, he or she is going to wake up pretty fast. And usually, if you're demanding, federal law certainly requires it. If the people demand a grand jury be impaneled, the judge must do it. But of course, federal grand juries are rubber stamps anyway. So, but let me quickly go over the rest of what Tactical Civics does. The way you start with us is you come into the training center and we start teaching you how the system was built, what civic, you know, how American civics works, responsible way of life, how to live it. Then we show you, you start with one friend. You have a weekly meeting for coffee somewhere or something. And then you just start growing a group. You say, hey, who do we know? And each of you knows one person. Okay, next time we meet, we'll be four of us. And so in a couple of weeks, you have the seed of a county chapter. And it doesn't matter if, it, say, 6 months later, you're still only four people. That's okay. You're learning something that we have not taught and learned in this country for over 150 years. That's pretty cool. That right there, we're starting to learn things that our fathers didn't know. So you learn the civics and tactics and strategic plan. We become a faithful, educated army of serious-minded Americans. Who's our leader? Is it some politician somewhere? No, we have a king. His name is Jesus. You know, amen. When we die, we have eternal life in him. We're going to live eternally. Come on, guys. We need to start living eternally right now. Okay. How do you do that? We show you. We are completely rooted and grounded in scripture and in Jesus Christ as King. He's the Lord of this work. Okay. So what else does the work have? Once you get outside the county, you say, well, what are we going to do about this insanity, this lawlessness in D.C.? We've talked about this many times on Sons of Liberty. I'll mention it again today. Our first right is the first coast-to-coast item that we have. Small congressional districts were so important to George Washington. It was the only thing he stood to speak about in plenary session to all the members in the Philadelphia Convention in 1787. He only stood up once, and it was to talk about small districts. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 4, he said, it says 40,000 here. This should be 30,000. And everybody agreed. And on the last day of the convention, they agreed to bring it down to 30,000. So go read Article 1, Section 2, Clause 4 of the Constitution. There it is. It says 30,000. You know how big some districts are today, congressional districts? 1 million. Okay, so in order to break it back down again to little districts where we can know the people who represent us and we can keep them on a tight chain, we have what's called our first right. So you can read about that in this book, The Great We Set. You'll hear about it in our on the training center. But that's one thing. So once we break them down, they won't fit anymore because we'll have over 6,000 members of the U.S. House. Where are you going to put them? You're not going to put them in the, you know, they won't fit in the House chamber. So we bring them home. That's called the Bring Congress Home Act. That's the second step. The next thing, we've talked about this a lot, Tim and I have for a decade, is the indictment engine. That's ultimately, it'll be an artificial intelligence mobile app. It'll be super cool. You'll be able to see anytime you want. You'll get on your mobile device, and you can see exactly what your members of Congress are doing, what they have filed, what they have co-sponsored, where it is, how close it is to, you know, and where it breaks, where it violates the Constitution. And what this app will do is it will take the state penal code of each of the co-sponsors of that bill, find any felony counts that can be presented to that co-conspirator's county grand jury, and you go get them. Because now they'll be in their own county. They'll be full-time in their hometown, okay? So we have – it's a long-term plan. It's not going to happen overnight. But, folks, you need to remember, saints, we got into this hole over 160 years. It's going to take a few years to get back out. We have the only plan. It's very rational. Took 70,000 hours to get here, but we're here by the grace of God.
And David,
this is how you drain the swamp.
Yeah, one of the things, though, that you're presenting people is the ability to just quit going, what do we do, what do we do? You're going to teach them how to do the duties that not our fathers or even maybe some of our grandfathers or our great-grandfathers, but people, you know, hundreds of years ago used to know and do. They used to know and do these things. We've forgotten that, and we've got to relearn it. And so some people are thinking, well, can't we just flip a switch and make this work? Can we take a pill? Can we, you know, something like that. And it takes time to learn these things so that we do them properly. I think that's what you're getting at. And it's going to take some time for us to understand how to do our duty. Many people are ready, willing, and able. They even have a handle on what that duty is, but how to go about it, that's where a lot of people get stuck. And I think this is one of the things that we're bringing. We're going to learn it together. We're going to implement it together, and we're going to orchestrate it together. I mean, we're going to execute what we learn. And that's I think that's where it puts the power back in the hands of the people rather than in our employees, our representatives, senators, and president, and whoever else that we elect.
Couldn't have said it any better, brother.
Yeah, I just want people to understand that, you know, the issue is not to try to sell you a book. It's not to sell you a website or something. There's information that has to get out. That's true. But it's to teach you, and it's to
give you
solutions.
You have to learn.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't do what you don't know. So
that's right.
Like Tim, in his church, he's gone to the pastor, to the leadership team of that church, and said, hey, we'd like to start teaching this, and we'd like to start learning it together. And they said, yeah, let's do it. And so they're going to do it. Over 200 counties in the United States now are now doing this. We're learning together. We're starting small. If you don't know what to do, ask. That's what the Tactical Civics Training Center is for. You just go to tacticalcivics, all one word, .com. You go to the training center. Any question you have, anything you need, any printout you need, if you need anything, ask. Someone in there will answer you within just a few minutes. It's an amazing fellowship. And the other cool thing is we have one group that every morning, all they do, they've got a prayer meeting every single morning. If you have a need, this is real friends who are really going to stick with you. So we're all getting together and we're saying, okay, I've got my county now. Wow. I don't know how to live. You know, we show you. We will show as all you have to do is be willing. Before the face of God, you say, okay, number one, I repent. Lord, I am repenting. Now, how do I repent? And you ask your brothers, you ask your sisters. We'll show you. It's
Amen.
Really cool. And
Amen.
We will help you teach your children as well. Now, not young children. This is hard. Starting age 15, 16, this is going to be so amazing. But you have to do something.
20 seconds, David.
So we ask you, come to tacticalcivics.com. Download the free PDF book, The Great Reset. It's all in there. If you've got a child who's going to be starting, let's say 15, 16 years old, who's homeschooled.
Hey, David, we're out of time. Guys, just check it out at tacticalcivics.com. I'm working on, for my guys here, the audio version of the book. You'll be able to hear those if you want to do that. But get involved. Be the solution, because nobody else is going to be it except us, right? We'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m., Lord willing. Adios.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.